This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Spring training Sammy joining us here in a couple of minutes. He is locked and loaded from the Peoria Sports Complex. Tomorrow we will have Padres baseball for you right here on 97.3 The Fan. Noon, first pitch with Jesse and Tony calling the Padres and the Mariners. We did hear yesterday from Sammy that Ryan Burgert going to start. I believe he'll have some news on us for the Game 2 starter on Saturday as well. But I'll make you wait for that and let Sammy deliver it himself. First, though, before we bring Sammy on, so got to give our biggest fan announcement for the day. It's 9 o'clock. It's the rule. Right at 9 o'clock, we announce the first biggest fan of the day. If you hear your name called, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game later this season. You can register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. But today, right now, it's Jonah Regina of Poway. Why would you laugh at someone's name? That's mean, Woods.
Because it's funny.
Jonah Regina of Poway. Could be Regina as well. They don't give me pronunciation.
There's a Rinder Report story maybe like a year or two ago. Canadian town, Regina, was in a little bit of hot water for like their new tourism slogan. It was Regina, Canada, the city that rhymes with fun.
Clever. Give that to them. That was clever. All right, be watching for the phones, Paulie, as we go out to spring training Sammy.
What if he ever got his balls broken when he was a kid?
Jonah.
Poor guy. It's Regina. I told you, idiots.
Regina.
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 Sam, save us from this.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sammy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Now this poor guy's mortified, man, to call in now, guarantee it.
You know, I was listening to the first segment this morning. I've never shaved after taking a shower in my entire life.
Really?
I always shave before the shower. Yes, I was shocked to hear that that was something you all agreed on.
Well,
shaving after you take the shower.
So you want to soften the beard with the hot water. Now, you can do it in the sink, but it's messier.
Right.
It's kind of a beating. You get the good. It's nice and soft after. Now, if you're going to go electric, you go before.
Yeah.
But with a razor, you get in, you get all,
I do both.
All hot.
I do razor first, and then I clean up a little bit with the electric.
No wonder you are so baby-faced.
I get very close. I like a very, very clean shaven face.
He's got very
if
little
going to be in the public
hair at all on his face. I mean, we see nothing but face.
Am I slovenly because I have this facial hair? I wonder it.
I mean, I wouldn't say slovenly. I mean, facial hair is very common nowadays.
Yeah, it's true. But.
But, I mean, it's not the cleanest look, I guess.
But I'm a sports radio host. You know what I mean? I'm not out meeting clients and stuff like that.
As long
that.
As there's no crumbs. Like,
there's no crumbs or anything. There's no ham in my beard or anything. So.
All right, Sammy, what's the news of the day from Peoria, Arizona?
News of the day, I would say we do know some things about the next couple of days. The first two Cactus League games, tomorrow against the Mariners and then Saturday against the A's. Like we said yesterday, right-hander Ryan Burger will start game one tomorrow at the Peoria Sports Complex. We do know the rest of the pitching lineup. It includes some pretty highly touted prospects, right-hander Bradley, or it might be Bradley, we're still working on that, Rodriguez. We've got left-hander Omar Cruz will throw tomorrow. Nice. We have right-hander Francis Pena will throw tomorrow. So some pretty high-octane relievers and guys that have pitched at the upper levels of the minor leagues that are pretty highly touted in the organization. Number of other guys that will pitch tomorrow as well after Ryan Burger. We also know that right-hander Matt Waldron is scheduled to start on Saturday against the A's. So the first two starters of the Cactus League will be Burgert and then Waldron. I can also tell you that with back-to-back home games tomorrow and Saturday, you'll have a little mix of regulars and not regulars in the lineup the next couple of days. So I don't know that we'll see everybody in the lineup tomorrow. Probably will be some guys, some regulars in the lineup Friday, and then another group in the lineup Saturday with the back-to-back home games and it being very, very early in the Cactus League season. So those are the major updates as far as the two games coming up.
Talking to spring training, Sammy Levitt out there in Peoria right now. Sammy, who's anybody turning some heads in the last couple of days? I don't mean Dylan Cease's beard, but anybody on the bumps in the backfield that are turning some heads out there?
Yeah, you know, I would say I thought Ron Marinaccio looked very good yesterday. You know, that to me is becoming a real interesting part of this spring training, the fact that this bullpen is so deep, and I think that there's essentially one open spot out of eight spots. I count seven locks in that bullpen. Now, obviously, it's a long spring. You never know what happens. Obviously, injuries do happen. You don't wish it on anybody, but it's a part of the game. And you know throughout the year you're going to need guys. So I thought Ron Marinaccio, he threw after Darvish at the stadium yesterday. If you look at Ron's numbers, very, very good with the Yankees organization, a guy the Padres acquired from the White Sox for cash in late January. I don't know that it got a ton of attention, but you look at his numbers, it's been pretty good, and he's got some experience, and I think he's a real candidate for that, you know, that final bullpen spot. And I'll also say we talked to him yesterday on my show and his interviews on social media. Really good friends with Michael King. Seems like a really good guy as well. So excited to see what he continues to do. From a position player standpoint, I haven't personally seen anything super notable, albeit it's live BP. So we're going to see what happens starting tomorrow once we get into these games. I will say in the same breath of battles, position battles, and competition, I think we all understand that there are likely three spots, if you include the catchers, as far as position players, three spots that are open on this team right now. By my count, I count 10 locks and three open spots. And to me, the competition for those spots are wide open. And I spoke to a guy today that probably has not got a ton of attention, and that is Mike Brasso, who has a bevy of experience in the major leagues. You know, played with the Brewers, played with the Rays, has power, you know, has primarily been a corner infield type, but also plays second base. So he's very versatile defensively, can play a little outfield as well. And again, you look at the bench spots, I mean, you know, if Mike Brasso shows up here and does some really, really good things, I mean, I would imagine he'll have a real shot to make this team. Has an interesting story, undrafted, made it to the major leagues, and, you know, has some good friends in that clubhouse already that he's played with in the past. So, you know, look, I think you can probably make a case and kind of give the background on any of these guys that are competing for these spots, and we'll see who turns heads, Woodsy, as the days go along here. I don't know if that from an offensive side, I've seen anything that's been super, super crazy, but, you know, Marinaccio looked good yesterday. I've told you about Pena and Cruz and how they performed against those star-laden BP group. So, you know, we'll see as things keep rolling here.
Sam, you posted a lot of great content yesterday. We played some Luisa Reyes earlier, but my favorite piece of content was going over to the stadium for Yu Darvish throwing and testing out the ABS challenge system. You know, the video just showing how it works, I thought was fascinating. What were your impressions as you watched it in action with players, you know, challenging the balls and strikes?
Yeah, I think we should note that this was obviously them just testing it out as you was throwing a live BP at the stadium, which I told you I had never seen before in my three spring trainings here, but I'm happy he did it because we got a chance to see it, and they're going to use it starting tomorrow with the real Cactus League game. So I thought it was cool. It was a very casual type of thing. Like, there was, I think the first challenge we had, you could see, and you faced minor league hitters. I mean, these guys, it was just one after another minor league guys that were getting up there with a bat trying to get their crack at facing Yu Darvish. So, you know, I would imagine these guys may have been a little bit timid to start challenging calls, even though they were utilizing the system. But, so it was kind of casual. Like, there was a point yesterday where you could kind of see some of these minor league hitters like being like, should I actually do it? And you would actually hear some of the staff members from the stand saying, challenge it, because everybody wanted to see it. So we had it a few times, and I will say it was cool. I mean, even in the very casual setting we were in, after the batter, or the Kiaz did it a couple of times as well, tap their head, I would say within 5 to 7 seconds, that animation went up on the video board. The animation's very quick. Maybe it's 3 to 4 seconds max. You see the ball come in. You see the camera or the animated camera turn, and you see where the ball lands in relation to the strike zone. It literally told you how many inches it was off the strike zone. I would say the whole thing was completed in, I don't know, 10 to 12 seconds.
Yeah.
And then there was somebody at least yesterday there that then had a little microphone and said, the call has been overturned. I think I only saw overturned calls yesterday. So you got some strikes turned into balls yesterday. But it was cool. I mean, we'll see how it actually works. I've always heard rave reviews about it from minor league players, minor league broadcasters. And from what I saw, I'm a fan. I think more than anything, you know, it adds a little excitement. Like, it reminds you of the tennis system where you see the ball land and you can see if it got a sliver of the line or missed the line or whatever it might be. I think it adds a little drama, a little excitement. It was very, very quick. It'll lead to getting more calls right. So I think it has the potential, based on just the small sample I saw, to be a pretty interesting, cool thing, and maybe a nice little perfect blend of the human element and adding some tech.
Last thing, and Woods, yeah. I saw you repost this, and I don't know who got the original. It was from Fernando Tatis's Instagram account.
Good God, man.
And it was a batting practice, like, pitch that it sounded like, nothing I've ever heard.
Cannon blast.
And then it flew over the fence and hit some sort of structure out in, like, left field. Did you see this, Sammy? On
no.
Yeah, something he did for Victus, which is his bat company.
Goodness gracious. God. And was it the main field? I couldn't even figure out what field he was on. He hit the ball incredibly far. I was okay. Amazed, and I wondered if you had seen that.
Was he using,
or not,
like, some special kind of bat?
Well, it was a Victus, but it was, you know, they make the pencil bats that all the little kids use now, and it's really funny. And me just yelling at them to sharpen their pencils during T-ball or baseball practice. it was like a special Victus bat, but I don't know.
Here's the sound.
Just listen. If you're not watching.
Oh, God.
Hey, is that augmented? Wow. Was that real? I mean, it sounds like a special effect, like, from a movie.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good mic. Yes,
yeah, right on it.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, and you hear, in the background.
And then you eventually hear the ball hitting like a roof of something.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look. You know, it's interesting during this time of year, and I don't know if people realize this, but there is so much of that stuff as far as shoots for various things, just on the Padres production side. Like many of the Padres production people are here, and they are working really hard. They do a great job, and they do everything from the photos to the animations you see on the video board. They've got a tent in the parking lot set up where they'll do a lot of the video board things and the really cool things you see throughout the season. So it's a big time of year for stuff like that, and players are constantly doing stuff like that these first couple of weeks. And lot of people here from the Padres outside the baseball ops part of it that are working really hard to make things cool at Petco Park this year.
Sammy, have a great rest of your Friday or Thursday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on Friday.
Okay. Cactus League opener tomorrow.
Here we go.
Looking forward to
it. Get ready.
Get it on.
Training. For it. Sammy from the Peoria Sports Complex. We've got some tickets to AEW Dynamite, another pair of tickets to give away coming up in our next segment. First, though, make sure that you have your documents in order. If something should happen to you, I know you don't want to think about it. Woods and I didn't want to think about it either, which is why neither of us had filled out a trust or a will. But they showed us how simple it was at trustandwill.com over the holidays. We did it, spent our 20 minutes or so answering some quick questions, and then you get your documents shipped to you, and you've got something that you can put in a file, and if something happens to you, your family can just pull it out, and it just can save so much hassle and heartache if you just put it down on paper.
Well, and you've heard the phrase, get your ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. This is very important if you have a family and you want to make sure that everyone gets what they're entitled to. And mostly, you got to get the trust because it keeps your family out of probate court. It's very lengthy. It's very costly and can be not the most fun for somebody that's already lost a loved one. So make sure you get the trust as well at trustandwill.com. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego, all one word, San Diego. Say it real fast. San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego. When you check out, you'll get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plans. Do it. Get your documents. Forget about it.
No need to take a trip to a lawyer's office.
Right.
You can do it all from the comfort of your own home.
Super simple.
And then you don't have to think about it again ever. Yep. It's like you just have the peace of mind that comes with having your estate all planned for you at trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com. Got some good news during our conversation with Sammy Levitt. Jonah did indeed call in.
Jonah who?
Jonah Regina called in. He was our biggest fan from Poway.
The last name that rhymes with fun.
And he said that is, I pronounced it correctly.
Yeah, I said, I said, thanks for letting us have some fun. I hope we didn't offend you. He said, no, I've heard it all.
He said, literally, that's what I said. You know, he caught some grief when he was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And it is Regina.
Yeah.
So if he wins, the Odyssey suite will be packed with Reginas.
So he can bring up 20 of his friends and family.
Yeah.
So all the Reginas.
All the Reginas can come.
Can come.
That's awesome.
Be there.
It's a big Regina party, if you will.
A Regina
party. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing. You're laughing.
You're laughing. No, you're laughing. I didn't say anything.
It's not funny. It's the man's name.
It's a suite full of Reginas. It's great. It's everybody's dream. I hope he wins. I'll be sure to stop by that night if he does win. Rest assured.
Bet you would, Panama Red.
Are you guys the Reginas? There we are. This is us. Go ahead.
What do you want to
cue up some Aztecs or something? I know, yeah. Sure. Tell me about the Lakers last night. I can't wait.
I did watch
Rui Hachimura. How did he do? Great.
They blew a 11-point halftime lead. 23-1 run. For the Charlotte Hornets, who aren't good, and Lakers lost 197 last night. Luka is not quite locked in yet. I mean,
what do you have, about 14?
Yeah, like 14. Yeah. Like all kinds of in and out, you know, misses, and it's not the kind of game that you would expect the Lakers to be losing because they lost to Utah right before they looked fantastic the first couple of days with Luka. Now it's kind of been a little rough the last couple of games. I was actually more interested in the college game last night, Boise State and New Mexico. Some people a little surprised that Mountain West leader New Mexico went down at home, I believe, against Boise. No, it was in Boise, but it wasn't close. The final score was 86-78, but Boise was up 20 in the second half, a team that San Diego State just beat pretty handily and swept in the regular season. So that is now New Mexico's second Mountain West loss, which reduces their lead over Utah State to 1 and San Diego State to 2 with 5 games left in conference play.
Right.
And, of course, the next game for the Lobos is against the Aztecs. They have a bye this weekend, so they'll come to Viejas Arena next Tuesday after the Aztecs go to Utah State on Saturday. If the Aztecs win both of those games, they will be within a game of first place going in down the stretch. The problem is New Mexico doesn't really have any other challenging games. I think their toughest opponent is home against Nevada, but pretty sure they still have an Air Force game left and one other against one of the bottom kind of teams in the conference. So even if they lost to San Diego State, they would still be up by a game.
Air Force, Nevada, and UNLV after
and UNLV,
San Diego State.
Right, UNLV could. I mean, it's possible.
It's a home game for New Mexico.
Yeah, it's a home game. So, I mean, it's not out of the question that San Diego State could catch them now.
Here's the thing. Winning your conference, it doesn't punch your ticket to the tournament or
anything like that.
But I think if they just win the next two, they'll be in.
Yeah. If San Diego State wins out, for sure, I think they've got an at-large bid. I think if they, even if they lost one of the next two and they won every other game, I think they'd be pretty comfortable for an at-large bid. If they lose both of them, then it starts getting dicey. You might have to win the Mountain West tournament. So these next two,
as it stands, they're on most people's last four in on the bubble.
And you know, I know it's all computers and metrics and things like that, but does legacy and pedigree have
the humans making the decisions ultimately? Yeah. So they'll say no. That has no bearing.
But if it comes down
to,
hey, we can put blank in or we can put the Aztecs in, you know,
whether it's actually spoken aloud, I have to imagine that some of those people in the room, as they're making their decisions and going, these two resumes are so similar.
They're so similar.
San Diego State went to the Final Four a couple of years ago. Well, let's give them another chance to get in the tournament. I don't know. I mean,
if Kentucky was ever a bubble team, it's Kentucky.
It's Kentucky.
You got to put them in. Yeah, it's Kentucky.
I mean, they wouldn't say that out loud. But I got to think that they think it a little bit.
Well, and it's I guess now at this point in the season too, Benny, before you get to the Mountain West tournament, it's not only if you lose, it's how you lose. It's not only if you win, it's kind of how you win. This is where all of those things become really important. Like we talked about yesterday with the win against Boise State. Like you won by what, 23? You could have won by 30, which would have helped you. But Brian Dutcher said, I'm not going to do that. But maybe you should. Now, I don't think it's going to happen with these next two opponents.
Right.
Now,
right? On the road to Utah State, that's a tough time.
Now, these are both probably
altitude up there?
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Oh, man.
In Utah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you see what Kansas did at BYU this week?
Yeah.
That was by like 40.
Yeah. Altitude will get you.
The Big 12 teams are not used to the Mountain West travel going to Utah and BYU. Yep. It's a nightmare for them. But, I mean, they're going to Utah State. Utah State beat San Jose State 105-57. This was a team the Aztecs were trailing by, what, 23 against?
Yeah, they had to go on 20-0
runs. 21-1
runs
or something.
To win, and Utah State beat them
by 50. Utah State's also a team that the Aztecs led by 18 the first meeting. Now, they blew it and lost on the buzzer beater 3, but...
I forgotten about that.
I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
That was the one they were up 18 in the first half, and then slowly it got whittled away until the last shot with like 1 second left.
I think they were up like 15 going into half, but then in the last 30 seconds of the first half, that 15 point lead was like down to 7.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, like figure it out. And then they just kept chipping away, and then lost it at the end at home. Tough one.
Bummer. These are both, I think, quad one games.
It'd be a great win on Saturday.
So they're not going to hurt you terribly if you lose, but you kind of need one of them just to push you up off of that bubble at least. So that's what's coming up for San Diego State Saturday and Tuesday, probably the biggest two remaining games of the regular season for the Aztecs that are ahead. All right, it is time for us to give away another pair of tickets to AEW Dynamite. It's coming to Front Wave Arena, the brand new arena in Oceanside, on February 26th. That is next week. Tickets are on sale now at AEWTix.com, AEWTIX.com. But if you're the fourth caller at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. You can win a pair of tickets here from 97.3 The Fan. I know if you are into it, this is a big event, so call quickly because I know we've had a lot of callers for these tickets.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE000466.
Ronald Report is coming up next after we tell you about 7 Mile Casino.
Yes.
Go ahead, Woodson.
Oh, you want me to start?
Yeah,
I'd be happy to tell you how much we love 7 Mile Casino. Got all the card games that you love to play. Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow, Baccarat. What's the other one I'm missing? California Style Blackjack.
Yes,
my number one favorite game.
I was trying to think of the other ones.
Yeah.
But that's usually your first on the list.
It is my favorite. That's where I feel like I know what I'm doing the most.
I actually talked to my son the other day. I said, we should go. Because he's never
been?
He's 21 now.
Oh, yeah, you've got to take him.
So I feel like we've got to go down there.
Get him hooked on it.
Yeah, because that's what all good fathers do. But I thought he would have fun because he's kind of got the mathematical mind.
He said
he wants to do blackjack. So
100%.
We're going to do some California style blackjack sometime soon. He likes Sammy's, so we're going to go and have a meal.
Perfect.
Have a
21 year old son, this is perfect.
I know. This sounds like a fun outing that we've got in our future.
No question. And go in there, smoke free environment, no slot machines either. So that's a plus for me. The best part, just 7 minutes from downtown San Diego. You really can't beat it. So do us a solid. Check them out. Go to 7 Mile Casino today. And have a great time when you do it. Just 7 minutes from downtown.
Last segment of Men and Woods today is brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. They're recruiting professionals utilizing award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. What do you have on the docket for the rest of the day, Woods?
Getting a haircut.
Haircut.
Yep. Marriage counseling, haircut, and going to go do some baseball workout with a buddy.
You personally?
Yeah.
Not coaching your kids?
No, no. Coach,
your own? Because you've got your season coming up.
Yeah,
you and
we start on Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah, excited, man. So exciting.
And you're up a league this year.
Yeah, we moved up a league. Already, you know, I know the dude we're facing on Sunday. He's nasty. Throws real hard. Big, tall righty. Like, I know, you know, it's this is it. So we got some additions to the Tier 1 team. It's going to be a big challenge, but it keeps me, like, wanting to go out and take grounders on a Thursday. You know, it keeps me, like, engaged and... I got 2 baseball practices this weekend. Got a Seals game this weekend. It's gonna be a busy one. Well, a lot of baseball though. Excited about it. But you, golf?
Today is just a work day for me.
Work
I'm gonna
day.
Pick up my car again from the mechanic. I think they've got it dialed in now.
Has your car been in the mechanic every day?
Last couple of weeks, it's been a bit of a coolant issue that we've been dealing with. But I think they've got all the leaks.
Cool. Are you excited to drive it to Arizona?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's better to do it now than find out on the middle of the road somewhere in, you know, Gila Bend.
Yeah, I agree.
That your car is not working.
I agree.
I'm glad that I'll be getting it back in time for the trip next week. Since I'm up there, I probably will stop by Costco. Kids are asking, hey, when's your next running low on supplies? Dad, we don't have bread.
Let me
Dad,
tell you something.
We don't have frozen taquitos. Dad, we're short on milk. Can you go to Costco for us?
Both of your kids are old enough to drive.
They're not Costco members, though.
So what?
I'm not going to make them buy a Costco membership.
If my kid called me and he was above 16 and said, no, and we need bread.
My son went to the store to get his own. He has his own stuff that he goes to the store and
gets.
Does
he label it?
No, but I don't think I want to eat anything that he gets anyway. Diet, Mountain Dew, whatever those, you know, I don't know, whatever kids drink nowadays. I have no interest in his taste.
Celsius.
But you know, staples, like, I can still provide staples like bread, and I'm going to get them anyway, milk. I'm not expecting them to do the grocery shopping.
It's not so much that it's the, hey, Dad, when's your next? That's what would bother me.
I know.
If Bo texts me, when's your next Costco run? For what? I need milk and bread. I'd be like, you take your ass to the store and buy your milk and bread. You're much more congenial than I am.
True.
There's no doubt about that. You're like, yeah, I'll stop. I'm on my way to my second job. No problem. What are you guys doing? Enjoying yourself?
I'm also particular about I want what I want.
That's true. At the store?
So, at the store. Yeah. I like to have the control of getting to choose the brands and everything that I prefer.
Can you add them to Costco membership, or is it just one and done? Because my wife and I share.
I don't know if you can put your kids on it, though.
I think you just get two.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take your ass to Costco.
I'm not... Plus, Costco for them, if they're just buying for themselves, it's too much. And I'm not going to expect them to buy for the whole family. I mean, I eat, you know, the bread and milk.
But see, like, the thing is, like, if I had to go to my other job, I'd be like, just you go do it, dillhole, and I'll reimburse you. That's what I would make them run errands. You make them run errands? I'd make them run errands like crazy.
Rarely.
I can't wait till my kids can drive.
Really?
I'm not doing anything. I'm doing nothing. I'm making them do everything. Yeah, no. You don't make them run errands?
No.
Bro, they'd wake up to a list. Pick up my dry cleaning. Go do this. Go do that.
And then you'll find that it's really not done right in the end.
That's fair.
And then you have to do it all over again.
Ooh, man. All right.
And I don't think that's just my kids. I think that's
a lot of kids.
General parental issue. Yeah. Even if they're trying.
Yeah, they still screw it up.
They don't have the experience necessary to...
So are you... By that, are you a bit of a control freak? You're like, I'll just do it because I want it to get done
in
right.
In some ways, yeah, yes. In some
sense.
Ways, I just would prefer to handle it myself
because
I know it's going to be done the way I want it.
It's true. It's why I go to the grocery store in my house because you send my wife away. She comes home with stuff. I go, we didn't need a maple pecan spread. What is this? She's like, I don't know. I get in there and I panic and I start buying weird stuff. And I'm like, what is this? What is this yogurt? I've never eaten... I never once, babe, have eaten this flavor of yogurt. Now, I don't know. I just didn't know what you wanted, so I panicked.
And I don't want to micromanage because I don't want to be the micromanager. So ultimately, it's just better when I do it myself.
You should see. Next time she comes, I'm going to make her go to the store as a bit. And I will take a picture and post the weird stuff she comes home with. Like stuff you've never seen before. Where did you even find that in the store? Oh, it was on a bottom shelf on the back row. What? Nobody in here eats onion bread. What are you doing? I was hungover one time in the last 6 months, once. And I go, she goes, what can I? She was really nice. She goes, what can I get for you? And I said, you know what I want? I just want a bagel. I need a bagel to sop up, you know, last night's Captain and Cokes or whatever. She goes, all right. She goes to the store, comes back, blueberry bagels. And I was like, oh!
Love them.
And I go, what is this? She goes, well, I didn't know. I go, when you don't know, just go plain.
Yeah.
If you don't, you don't go fancy if you're unsure.
I agree with that.
You just get plain. The most you would do is the sesame seed. The wildest you would get. She's coming home, peanut butter and jelly bagels. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I just wanted a bagel with cream cheese on it. That's it. When in doubt, go basic.
Right.
I need spaghetti. I'm just going to get you basic spaghetti.
Marinara sauce.
Just as basic. Yeah. Not come home with some weird vodka sauce or something. Just basic. Oh, I didn't know. You didn't specify. Makes me insane.
I mean, if you asked for a cookie and I didn't know you or anything.
Chocolate chip cookie.
The default.
Yes.
Just grab whatever.
I'm not getting red velvet.
Default.
Dude, yes.
Oatmeal raisin.
Cookie yes. default.
I love oatmeal raisin
chip.
Cookies.
But I do too.
I don't know what you like.
Bagel default is plain.
Yes.
I mean, what other defaults are there here?
I mean,
the pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, I would say cheese.
Pizza.
I would actually say cheese. I would say
cheese or pepperoni.
Pizza.
I think either one works. I mean, you should know someone well enough if they're like not a meat eater, then cheese is the default.
Ice cream,
chocolate or vanilla.
Chocolate or vanilla.
Yeah,
straight up. Strawberry is a different. You're in a different mood.
That's not default. You have to ask for strawberry.
You got to ask. Coffee, just plain coffee, right? Like you just when in doubt, just go basic.
It's a good cheese is just cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese or American cheese. Yeah. Cheddar or American. Not Havarti.
Yeah.
You don't need Munster.
Bread. What's your default bread? Sourdough or white?
White. Not white. The wheat.
Wheat.
Yeah. Yeah. Wheat bread.
Default bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's check traffic and then we'll get to our Randall report to wrap things up.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Randall report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
all right.
We just continue that entire conversation.
Default soda is Coke. Now, oddly, the default bagel is definitely not blueberry, but the default muffin is
blueberry. If I said, oh, yeah. God, you know what I want? I want some muffins.
Yeah.
I would expect a blueberry muffin.
Blueberry muffin, yeah.
What is this, bran muffin? I don't want bran. I wanted blueberry.
Like, I'm thinking if you're at, like an all-you-can-eat buffet or something,
yes.
And you're sitting down, you're like, hey, I'm going up there anyways. You want me to grab you something? Grab me a slice of pie. Apple pie?
Probably apple pie.
Yeah, because a lot of times when you do that, if I've got the kids with me, and we've gone to a couple, the place where I met Shia LaBeouf, right? I had to sit with the kids, and Hannah filled her plate, and she goes, do you want me to get you something? I go, sure. And I was like, the basics. Eggs, bacon, pancakes or a waffle or something if they have it.
Default donut is glazed.
Glazed.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Maybe chocolate covered for some people, but
yeah.
Mostly glazed. Default lettuce.
Iceberg.
It's iceberg.
Well, always iceberg.
Yes. Don't come back with kale.
No.
If I ask you for lettuce and you come back with
romaine or kale,
don't
forget
come
it.
Back with kale. Kale is dangerous. Did you see the Dustin May story that how he
I did.
Tore his esophagus on lettuce?
You guys buy that?
I don't know.
How does one tear their esophagus on
kale
lettuce?
Was
it
very
a crouton?
Sharp. I don't know. Kale is very sharp. No, lettuce. It wasn't crouton. It was lettuce.
Can't fathom how that worked out.
I mean, I almost choked to death at fantasy
camp. I've eaten kale that feels like I'm swallowing a saw.
Razor blade. Probably because it tastes like ass also. That's the other part of it.
All right. We will get started here. A little college football news. So if you go back just a couple of months ago before the college football playoffs began, when the final rankings were announced, there was a lot of controversy. And turns out some of the power conference commissioners who make up the committee or part of the committee have all agreed or beginning to all agree that changing the seating has to happen next season.
Yes, but it has to be unanimous to change anything.
That's
for
the
next
only
year.
Thing. Yeah. Can you get everybody to agree? Got to remember, there's 10 people on the committee. It's 11 people? 10 FBS commissioners and Notre Dame's athletic director.
He'll say yes, because Notre Dame can't even get in the top four until they change it.
This would auto five.
This would give them a chance at the top four.
So ESPN has a good breakdown if you don't remember exactly. Here's how it went down in this past season. So the four highest ranked conference champions, they earned the top four seeds and a first round bye. And one of the most biggest controversies of this was that ninth ranked Boise State, they were ranked ninth out of, you know, top 25 or whatever, the top 12. They were ranked ninth, but they won the Mountain West Conference. So they got the number three seed and a bye. And then Arizona State was ranked 12th, the last team into the tournament. But they got the four seed.
Right.
And a bye.
And a bye.
Texas got dropped
Texas
down.
Texas and Penn State were third and fourth ranked.
And you know what? The argument is certainly that shows you, well, that was kind of silly to do it that way. But the other way is we could end up having like four SEC teams ranked 1, 2, 3, 4.
Huh?
I mean, is that the way we are we going to go too
far
the other
best
direction?
Teams?
Yes.
Well, I mean, they'll say that they are.
It's up to the committee.
That's up to the committee, I guess. But the SEC did not have the year that they're used to having.
No, they saved it all for basketball.
Yeah, they saved it for basketball. But they didn't. It was a down year, I guess, for the SEC. And look, they didn't play well.
Penn State should not have been ranked below Boise State.
Correct. Correct.
They just shouldn't.
Correct.
Texas should not have.
I like the idea of a reseed. I think that's fun and makes it probably a little bit more fair.
Probably. I agree with that.
But we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out.
All is one person disagrees and they can't change it. So.
All right, this next story is wild. I'm curious how you guys thought this would turn out. A production company, Real Extreme Fighting, is a MMA promotion company based out of Romania. And they put on a fight in which they had 12 men total in the octagon. Okay?
I saw this. This
two
is insanity.
Professional fighters.
Yes.
Two MMA professionals going up against, they say, 10 amateurs.
So
I don't know if they just pulled 10 guys out of the crowd.
That's what I'm wondering.
They looked like fighters.
But an amateur fighter will still kick the crap out of anybody you know.
I mean, 10 volunteers. They didn't force anyone to do this. So
right. Get your ass
you
in
have to
ring.
At least be
they weren't, like,
willing
calling
to get
ticket
into
numbers.
A ring and take some swings. So.
Right.
If you're seated in section 7,
oh my God!
Come on down!
Oh my God, I didn't even wear my shorts.
And they did a 10 amateurs versus two professional MMA fighters.
It's your
who
biggest,
wins?
It's the biggest nightmare of all time. If you've ever been in one of those situations where a brawl kind of breaks out in your general vicinity, it's the most terrifying thing you can encounter. This, you're volunteering for it, and like everybody knows, those two guys know, I got 10 guys coming for me. They kicked the crap out of the amateurs, though.
It was not really even close.
Yeah, right.
Couple amateurs got a couple of digs, but like the very first guy that approaches one of the fighters gets kicked right in the side of the
head. Done.
This is that online question. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Kind of, yeah. It's the same.
100 duck-sized
horses. So you get they're like
they're
running
everywhere.
Around like they're horses. So they're not
horses. Kick the crap
they can't
out
do
them.
Much, but there's 100 of them.
It's
I mean, they could
panic.
They could start, you know, like, you know,
horses. What
you
know, would
they
kick
do? You? They could kick
but
you
little.
Lightly.
Kick
but,
your
I
shin.
I mean, like 40 of them are kicking you at the same time. It could get bad. Whereas a duck's pretty docile. I mean, it's just a duck, but they got that bill, and you make it horse-sized, and all of a sudden it's
a big ass duck.
Scary.
I'd be terrified.
Big
bro.
Old duck.
It wouldn't even be the fight. It would be I would be terrified to see a duck that big.
I know. I think I'd go with the horses. But
Reddit 2015? I didn't know that was a Reddit question.
Yeah. But in this case, the two regular-sized fighters
the other thing
were better than the other 10 non-professional fighters.
The other thing it speaks to, obviously, is like, what could you do? What could a regular Joe do on a professional setting, right? Like, what could you do in professional sports? Could you make a putt in a PGA tournament?
Yes.
Yes. Could you hit a wedge in a PGA tournament? Right. Yes.
Golf's different, though. I mean, on any given hole.
Yeah, you can get a birdie. You can beat Tiger Woods.
Crummy golfer can beat Tiger Woods.
Right, on one hole.
You know.
Well, the two fighters, the two professionals, they wiped the floor with the 10 amateurs. Do you think if it was 10-on-1... that changes.
10-on-1 changes.
I think it does. Makes a difference.
10-on-1 can just
you can kind of
swarm.
back them up to each other,
circling.
Like, you know, kind of.
You can't.
But with one, then they can come at you at all sides.
I still think if it was like 10 actual, not even amateur fighters, just 10 guys off the street.
Yeah.
I'm taking the one, the MMA fighter.
But if it's 10,
but
amateur
10
fighters,
actual fighters.
I don't know if those 10 did the 10 plan things out because it's in the chat, if you had really thought it out and did 5v1, like, okay, you 5 go over here.
They kind of tried.
They kind of tried, but the guy got kicked in the face.
The professional fighters, they were just able to pick them off kind of one by one.
Gnarly.
And
say everybody has a plan until you get kicked.
Until you get punched in the face. Yeah. Imagine being that tough.
All right. And then finally, just wrapping it up. Now, I don't know. There's no release date on this, but there is a new documentary coming out that we can all jump on board, I think. Is there anybody out there? Does this guy exist that didn't like? He's no longer with us. Norm Macdonald. I mean, everybody I know loved Norm Macdonald.
It feels like he's universally loved. And I'll say this about Norm. I didn't appreciate Norm.
Don't think OJ was a big fan.
OJ was not a big fan. But OJ's also not with us anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate Norm until I got a little bit older. When I was younger and he was on, he didn't really do much for me. I didn't really get it. But that was the same. That's true of a lot of comedians for me. Like, first time I saw Bill Hicks, I didn't get it. Once I got a little older and a little wiser, then I really got it. And with Norm, the humor, the delivery, all of that, it bugged me at first. It really did. And now, I mean, he's just revered. So
Norm Macdonald may have jumped into your stream of consciousness, especially over the last week with the SNL 50, all the celebrations that they did last weekend for SNL. And so there is a new Norm Macdonald documentary on the way. It's been approved, and it's being worked on by Judd Apatow, the famous comedian director. I know he's tight with Adam Sandler, who, of course, is tight with Norm Macdonald. Judd Apatow, I guess, posted on his Instagram account, like, hey, anybody and everybody that has any photos or videos of Norm, get them to me. I want to put this all together in a documentary.
It's not a biopic. They don't need an actor to play Norm.
Right. No, it's
going to be a documentary on his life and his career. It'll be coming out on Netflix whenever it is announced. But yeah, I mean, we lost Norm Macdonald 4 years ago almost.
That's crazy, man. Crazy.
Coming in number two on the Hot 40 charts, better than Ezra.
The best.
In the top spot, Ezra.
Oh, not this. This is my lucky stabbing cap. It's the greatest line of all time when he was talking about OJ. Oh, my God. He murdered. I mean, he just, probably wrong choice of words. He crushed OJ. Every single weekend update for however long
years,
that trial went. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Just destroyed him. That'll be great.
Paulie, good job on the Rondle Report. And that
brings
us to the end of another Ben and Woods. In fact, we only have one left this week, Friday Fun. Coming up tomorrow, we will see you at 6 a.m. Until then, for Paulie Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Annie and Elston coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Have a great rest of your Thursday, everybody.